asked if he wanted to take another horse ride. He said, no. And I said, why not? And he said, I just don't want to be late and be grumpy when I get back with my cat. And I said, oh, you mean you might fall in love with the horse? And he said, yeah. Marty and I were running away from Ross and said, you can't catch us. And I said, yeah, he can't catch us. And Marty said, the one who's bigger, it doesn't mean he can catch us, right? In other words, just because Ross is bigger doesn't mean he can catch us. Or just because Ross is the one who's bigger doesn't mean that he can catch us, right? Why should we?
You'll just... Okay, Mark, hold up. He'll be our best friend. Mark, hold up. Hold up, Mark. Hold up, Mark. The car's up there.
Told Mark, don't do a sneak attack. The woods, he can already see us. And he said, I want to see how good the woods are. And he just hit anyway, even though he knew it wasn't.
This way, guys. This way. Run, Ross, up here. Run, Ross. Run. Come on, Ross.
Mark, he said, first we go and get the car, and then we go back to the cabin, and then we go have lunch, and then we go home, right? No.
Right?
Yeah, we're gonna bump on rocks, but I don't want you going out the door, okay?
Yeah, I'm going out the door.
It's just not a good idea to do that.
I know.
We only have about 10 minutes before lunch.
Oh, so we gotta hurry.
Yeah.
We have to hurry.
You say have to?
Have hurry.
Right.
No. He said have to.
Did he say have to? It's okay, that's alright. We're not gonna
have
jump.
To have
He said, on this part we don't need seatbelts, and I said, yes we do. He said, why do we need them on this part? Because we're going out onto the highway soon. The fossil, we have to go out on the highway now. He said, yeah, but it's bumpy. It's only bumpy here. It's only bumpy here, but soon we're going to be out on the highway. Yeah, too. Okay, guys. Say bye-bye, dear lake.
Bye-bye, dear lake.
You darling lake.
You darling lake, even if you don't have any fish in it.
Yes, it does. It has fish in it.
Well, even we like it even if we didn't catch any fish in it.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, dear lake, even if we didn't catch fish.
Even if we didn't catch fish, right?
No, even if you didn't give us fish.
That's right.
Mark, that was King Neptune.
Where was King Neptune? King Neptune gives us fish, right?
Because he blows them away and brings them here by blowing the wind or pulling the fish. No, he pulls the water.
Right.
Pushes.
Right. Have to fix it. He said, no, I guess I'll just have to go without a seatbelt. I said, no, we'll have to fix it. Okay, here we go. I'm going to fix it now.
Sit back, Ross. Sit back. Set up for a seatbelt.
Now let's see if it's really stuck. It's bad.
Yep, it's been twisted. I can see.
Thank you.
looks as bad as I've ever seen it. Oh, yeah, that's an idea. Maybe they can't. Maybe the kids can't go in the school bus. Well, probably their kids walk to school. And here's another Mennonite parent. To tell you to be careful when you pass them. Be real careful.
Why?
So that you don't bump them. They don't want you to bump them. They had a beautiful shawl. That lady had a beautiful shawl on. They were dressed up in their Sunday clothes. Hickory chairs are sold here. I bet you they make those. I bet you they make them. Where do you think their farms are, Ross? Over in there, right?
Yeah.
Marky, what do you think of the Mennonite people?
He's asleep.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Okay, let him go to sleep. The pants were pantsish and clock was clockish and everything was reddish, yellowish, no problems. And they asked him what a fish was, and he said it was fish it. Yeah. And he thought a second and he had to think about it. And what is it? Say it.
With
an
ish.
Okay, so say it.
Fishish.
Good. And how about a dish? What is a dish?
Dishish.
And how about when you're cute?
Cutish.
And when you're a boy?
Boyish.
You're boyish. And mommy is woman, so she's woman.
Womanish.
What?
Womanish.
Womanish.
And
now, what is the difference between womanish and womanly? Manly.
Woman doesn't have a man part of it.
Yeah, but what if I use lee instead of ish, and I say I'm manly?
No.
Could I say I'm manly?
No.
He's a manly.
He's manly.
You know, macho duck is a manly.
No.
Sensation. He is a manly sensation.
No.
It's not a good word?
No.
How about quickly? Could I say quickish?
No.
Do I say quickly?
You could say quick on quick.
What if
I drink?
Uh-huh. What if somebody moves very slowly?
Slowish.
Slowish. Is that better? Which is better, slowish or slowly?
Slowish.
Which is better? I bringed it or I brought it?
I brought it.
Uh-huh. And what's better to say? I thinked it or I thought it?
I think.
Which one's better? Think it or I thought it? Yesterday I thinked it or yesterday I thought it?
Yesterday I thought it.
Okay. And which is better? I broke the vase or I fixed the vase?
I broke the vase.
Uh-huh. And which is better? I breaked the vase or I broke the vase?
I broke the vase.
Very good. Now, which is better? I gotta go to the store or I have to go to the store?
I have to go to the store.
Very good. And which is better? I love you, my darling, or I love you, sweet pie?
I love you, sweet pie.
Is better?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a kiss. Okay.
Dad, I want some more water.
Okay, then it's time to go to bed, okay?
And then I want some more water.
Okay, then it's time to go to bed, promise?
And then I want some more water.
You go to bed after that?
And then I want...
He wants their big league chew, and I said it can't have it until Marky finishes his dinner. Right, Ross?
Yeah.
Since looking at the pictures, and he said, this is who standing with whom. Proper use of... He uses his relative pronouns always in the right case. I don't know how he does it sometimes. Well, sometimes, no, I'm sure he makes mistakes sometimes, but it's right more often than not. It's October 13th.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Ah!
We should get some pictures of Mark like that in the bathroom. That's still Rossi when he was a baby. You weren't born yet, Mark. These pictures aren't about you because you're not born yet.
Is that me?
No, just hold on. You'll be born soon.
That was
a few more
me
pages,
when I
Mark.
Was a little football.
A few more pages, Mark. You'll be born.
Yeah. Woot, 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 Daddy. Uh-oh, Daddy, watch me.
Better watch out. Daddy's coming.
Yeah.
Okay, you're still a baby boy here. Let's hurry up until we find Mark. Still Ross. Forever Ross until we get a new baby. Look at this one. Look at this.
Me.
What do you think of
that? I used to eat mud.
Eat mud. He eats mud and he goes without clothes.
No, what? I used to eat mud. No,
so did Ross. So did Ross. Oh. Here's his best friend, Matt.
Yeah, Matt.
He was 8 years old. 10 years old.
How many years old is he now?
Soon there will be another little baby. Keep on going.
How many years old is Matt now?
He should be about 15, maybe.
Who's that?
Look at this. Who's this child?
Matty!
I know. He said, Mark Rossi says, oh, good. Now I have a brother. He says, oh, good.
That's me.
Yeah. See this
like,
one?
I
see, he says,
to be Chewbacca.
Marky, here's the first picture of you. Here's the first picture of Mark.
I was jealous. I got jealous sometimes.
When did you get jealous?
Because I wanted to still be a little guy.
Mm-hmm. But it's okay because you've got a brother out of you.
Yeah. I have a brother out of you.
No, that one's okay. You've got a brother out of you.
That is Mama.
I had. That's Mama. Is that Mama?
Shaki-dosh. Ooh, who's that?
Me.
Here's the baby. Here's the baby.
Mark.
Here's the big boy, here's the baby.
They look good together.
Look, they're holding each other here.
Oh, who's that?
Madeline. And who is that? And here's the kissing cousins. The kissing cousins. And here's Celia holding the little baby. Who's the little baby?
Mark.
Mark, the cute little baby now. Now Mark's Mr. Cute.
Oh, who's that? What's that kissing room?
That is Ross Alexander.
Oh.
Kissing Becky. His other kissing cousin.
Dad.
He's got Ross pictures of Ross kissing all of his girl cousins.
No, I don't really want to.
You don't want to watch this?
I didn't do it. I did not do it.
Yeah, it was you.
I did not.
Hey, you used to do it so much we could get pictures of it.
Oh my God.
Miss Celia again, Madeline.
Oh, are you two kissing?
Incredible.
You two are kissing. Do you have any other of these?
Yeah. They're all full of you kissing your cousins, though. I don't think you want to see it.
I want to see them.
No.
That I really do.
Duh.
I know it's yes.
Look who this little thing is.
Mark.
Isn't that cute? And another little one.
That's me.
Uh-huh. And here he is in bed. He's starting to scream. He's going to throw toys. You want to see the one where he throws toys?
No.
See, Mark used to sit in these little things and throw toys at Ross.
No, we played train.
When Mark got older, he started throwing things at Ross.
Dad, you read my mind. I was about to say
something. I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
That was a blurry.
We're shaking hands.
This is Mark, and that's the big fat boy.
What big
Seth.
Fat boy?
Seth was a big fat boy. That's it. End of book. End of line, Dillinger.
What about the
other parts kissing cousins?
No, we're not going to do any more kissing cousins. No, there really aren't anymore. I was just joking.
Oh,
you just wanted to see some more kissing cousins because he likes all these kissing cousins.
No, I don't.
Good night, boys. Good night, boys. See you in the morning. Here's your boys both.
Mark said, Mom, I've got to go to the sink because it washes up your hands more faster. This is in reference to the unstated fact that I gave him a paper towel with a little water on it earlier for a napkin. Also, a little earlier, he was saying...
His hands were full of syrup. Yeah.
Yeah, his hands are sticky with syrup. What did he say about foxes? Fox. Well, he just used the word fox instead of foxes
as a plural.
I told Mark that there was a box that he could play with down in the basement, down at the foot of the stairs. And he said, you mean in one of the garages? And I said, no, right at the foot of the stairs. So he went down and get it. He went down to get it. He brought it up and he said, as he was coming up, I hardly made it. I had to put it on my head. And he was carrying it over his head. It was a big box for him to carry. So Mike, you did very good work. And he said, and what happens? And I said, you get a reward. And he said, what kind of reward? And I said, you get a quarter. He said, ooh, great. I'm going to put it in my money box. And I said, well, you'll share it with Ross if you need to. And he said, yeah, but I'm going to buy some of my own things. I'm going to buy Decepticon. And I'm going to buy my own Stario. He calls Stariers Starios. He said, Dad, don't take that ghost off the door. I said, okay. He said, we're keeping it till Halloween. And I have another ghost. This one has two sides to it. And that one doesn't even have a mouth. He showed me the one that had two sides to it. And then he showed me the other one. He said, and that one doesn't even have a mouth. Showing me the other one.
Poor little tummy.
another biscuit of a biscuit. Mmm. More.
More what? Honey?
Jelly.
I'll let you do yourself, okay?
He has to finish that egg I put on the plate for him.
Yeah.
It's still too hot.
You just hot one.
Okay. Mark is just being a wonderful kid, that's all.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't even hate it, right?
Go ahead, Ross, eat your job.
I'm looking for a spoon.
Yeah.